A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host and Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Lamed Dalet, Shabbos 134a, pagination page 267, towards the bottom of the page. We are about 12 lines from the bottom. The last word on the line is Ve'omar. Kuf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph 134a at the end of the page. Ve'omar Abaye, and Abaye said, Omra li Aim, my adoptive mother told me. Abaye was an orphan, and his adoptive mother apparently was a nurse of sorts, and she knew quite a bit. And she said regarding Mila, regarding circumcision, which is the primary topic of this perek in Shabbos, Hayinuka, if you have a child, the sumak, who is red, the skin is showing up as red, the reason is Da'akati lo ivla be'domo, that the blood is not flowing properly through the body, it's still in the outer skin. Lisruchule, you have to wait, until the blood gets absorbed into the body so that it should have normal blood flow. Velim haluha, and then you could do the mila, because if you don't, there'll be flow of blood that's uncontrollable and you can't do that. De yaruk, what happens if the child is yellow? Ve'akati lo nafal be'demei. In the reverse, the blood is not absorbed properly in the skin. Lisruchu, you have to wait, adenofa beidemei, until the body corrects itself, velim haluha, and then you could do the mila. Whether this is the explanation which contemporary science understands it or doesn't, or how we understand right, wrong, irrelevant, but this concept of waiting for the body to adjust is definitely the approach that we use. And if a male sees that the child doesn't look what we describe as healthy, he's going to wait. If it's extremely bad, then he'll actually describe the child as a chole, as a sick one, and therefore after the child is cured, you have to wait another 7 days for the child to regain strength. The Gemara continues and gives us two stories. The Tanya we learned. Amr Rab Nosson said, Pamachas halachti lekarchei hayom, I once went to a distant city, uvasa isha lefonai, and a woman came in front of me, shamola ben arishon emes, her first child had mila and died as a result, sheni umes, her second child died as a result of mila, shalishi, and now it was the third child while I was in town, heviyasu lefanai, they brought the child in front of me, re'isiv shehu adam, I saw that the child is red, unusually red. Amarti lo, I told her, hamtini lo ad sheyivla bodomo, wait until the blood gets absorbed properly, himtina lo ad shenivla bodomo, they did wait, umala also, and they did the mila v'choya, and the child lived. And they were calling the child Nosan Habavli after me, because I saved his life. I enabled them to do the mila in a safe way through my assessment of the child. Interesting, this story and the next one also, they named the child after Nosan Habavli during his lifetime. Now, among Ashkenazim, we generally don't name during the lifetime. It's clearly not anything biblical or rabbinic, because the Sfaradim do name during the lifetime. And whenever you watch Minhagim, you could get a sense of when a minig started based on whether it's an accepted minig among all of Klal Yisrael or not. But this question does come up by Geirim, sometimes by Baalei Tshuva. They want to know if they can choose a name for themselves, a Hebrew name, that's the same as a mentor, a living mentor. And you see that there is such a Gemara to do it, and we know that the Sfaradim do name usually after a parent who's living, it's considered a big token of respect. And in the case where the person truly wants, it should be discussed. We shouldn't shoo it off, because among Ashkenazim we typically don't do it. Shuv pam achas. There was another story. Halachti lemedinas kipetkaya. I went to a different city. Uvasa isha achas lefanai. And a woman came in front of me. Shemola ben arishan umeis. A similar story. Her first child died. Sheini umeis. Second one, they did mila, died. Shlishi aviyasa lefanai. They brought the child in front of me. Re'isiv shuhu yarok. I saw that the child is yellow, which, as we mentioned, is a warning sign. And the assumption that he's making is, in retrospect, that the first two children were the same condition. Hitzatzdibo, I took a look at the child. We'll have to examine this unusual word in a moment. But hitzatzdibo, I looked at the child. V'lo re'isibo dam bris. And I did not see blood of the covenant, meaning at the place of the mila, the private area, I looked and I saw that if they would do the cutting, the blood would not flow. Amarti lo, so I told her, based on our knowledge of the yellow baby as it's being described here, that the blood is not fully absorbed into the skin. Hamtini lo ad sheyipol bo damo, wait until the blood comes in. V'imtina lo umala oso, so they waited and they did the mila v'chayon, the child lived. Vayikarin shemo nasan habavli al shemi, and again they called the child nasan habavli based on my name. Stay on this side of the page. Rashi points out that there are two problems if the blood won't flow. Number one, that from a perspective of mila, you're not going to get dambris, and the blood has to flow in order that it's the blood of the covenant. And the second issue, the last words of Rashi on the page, va'od demesukanhu, the child's in danger, mishum chulsha, because he's weak. Shalonotza bo'adayim dam, because blood is the life force of the person. Ki hadam hu hanefesh, we could quote. And the child doesn't have the blood in the right place. The child's not strong. You gotta wait till the child gains its strength. So this Gemara, very simple. It's like, the blood, where is it? Is it too much in the skin? Is it too much not in the skin? Where's the blood? And that's what's being described, that the Ma'al takes a look and sees what he's dealing with. Rashi's mentioning two problems here by the yellow. He's mentioning, number one, that the blood won't flow from the place of the mila, and number two, it's a definition on the overall child. The child's not strong enough. They waited, and they were able to be successful. That word hitzatzti on the second line up, in the beginning of the line, hitzatzti bo, I looked at the child. What's hitzatzti? So I noticed Art Scroll uses the word, I looked closely. I'm not sure what the origin would be in terms of the root word for closely. What occurred to me is hitzatzti might be from the word tzitz, meitzitz min hacharakim. Hashem peeks through the cracks to look at us. Like during the Gullus, if Hashem doesn't look at us openly and let us see His face, but we have a tradition, He's still watching us very closely, like a parent that peeks into the playground, doesn't want to micromanage the child, but you peek in. Hashem's still looking. Meitzitz would mean to peek. And if you look, it's a very good word choice. Because when He's looking at the child, the face, the stomach, whatever He looks at, it says, Ra'isi, I saw the child. He's looking. Is the child too red? Is the child not enough blood? But when he's looking at the makom, the mila, the private area, the correct word would seem to be, Meitzitz min acharakim, I peeked. It's the private area. It's the diaper area. I peeked. It does not Ra'isi. And it's simply a correct word usage of what he did. So again, I'm not positive what the word closely would mean, that he examined it closely, but it would seem to me that we could consider hitzatzti being meitzitz min acharakim, translated as I peeked at the child. Obviously, he took as much time as he needed to diagnose, but it's the right expression for such a looking, because it's the private area. Yeshe koach, Have a great day.
Okay, great job.